Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my G's?
Oh, that's a good one.
What's up, G to the I to the G?
You know what came to my head the other night? You know how, like...
Your head or your brain?
Both. You know, like, when we do our thing... You know, like, when we take showers and we get into, like, our fake fights with people?
Yeah.
I started laughing to myself in the shower because this popped into my brain as in like a comeback. And I was like, Paige, if you ever said that, one, it would be hilarious. And two, it would be so dumb. People would be like, what? One day I just want to be like, you know what? G's moving silent like lasagna. I started dying laughing.
Wait.
I was like, can't do that in a fight because I'll automatically lose. But like, I
had
it. My
G's move in silence
like lasagna.
So you're calling yourself a G?
Yeah,
it was in silence.
Yeah, it was like in a fake fight with someone being like, I don't know.
No, Paige, you don't use that in a fight. That's your new Instagram bio. Because I've never heard something more perfect for you.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Because it involves lasagna and saying something
anyhow
stupid.
Hannah, how are you? You're away on vacation.
Y'all, I'm in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
How is it?
Someone made fun of me for how I said it. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I'm in Old San Juan.
Okay.
Have you ever been?
I've never been to Puerto Rico, no.
It's very, very beautiful. I am eating my way through this damn country.
I was just
going
to say, I bet you're obsessed with the food.
I am eating my plantains fried, my plantains mashed, my plantains grilled, my plantains smashed, my plantains on my plantains. I'm eating all the plantains.
I don't think I've ever had a plantain. Yeah.
Do you know what a plantain is?
Is it yellow? It's like those like flat yellow things. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had one.
It's a banana.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it becomes
maybe
flat.
Maybe I have had that.
You definitely have.
Yeah, I definitely have.
But they're fucking great. I love just eating new, like, new foods, new flavors. Yeah, their stuff is so good. And also the music here is so good. Like, reggaeton is just bumping everywhere.
All the time.
So you're just, like, walking, and then you're just feeling yourself next minute. Like, your booty just starts popping.
Oh, I need to go to the beach.
Yeah, the beach is beyond beautiful. The water is gorgeous. And there's like no fucking shells. Cause that's the worst when you
that
just like are
worst.
Having you're having a paradise type day and then you just slit your foot and it's a murder scene.
Yeah. And like I hate beaches that have like pebbles and rocks.
No. It's like flour.
Yeah.
The sand. It's gorgeous. And then there's like pina coladas everywhere. I had a pina colada in a pineapple.
Oh my God. See, I'm more of like a strawberry daiquiri girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. They can make that for you.
Thank you.
They can make that for you. Also, I'm a little worried about today.
Why?
Des wants to go to the rainforest.
Hmm. Are you going to do like that? I was just going to say slip and slide. Are you going to do, what's that thing that you hold on
no,
to?
No, I'm not fucking with that. Nope.
What is that called, nope. though? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, shit. We need the gigglers on live to tell us what it is. The hang glider?
Hang gliding. Yeah.
It's not hang gliding.
But we know what we're talking about.
You guys know what we're saying.
Yeah. It's the thing on like the roof. I don't fuck with that shit. Yeah.
I don't fuck with that. Like, I'll take risks. Like, I'll go on podcasts and, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listen and I'll just say random shit. We'll not go on one of those things.
Yeah. I don't have like an adrenaline part of my personality.
I get enough adrenaline from my daily high functioning anxiety. I don't need to spike it up with that shit of like near death experiences. But same. I'm worried because he was like, I want to go to the rainforest, and that feels like camping to me.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't camp.
No.
Why would we camp?
I've never.
And I was like, sure. Like, if you set it up, I'm like, how's he going to fucking set up a rainforest visit? Like, that sounds really difficult.
Yeah.
Motherfucker set it up. Motherfucker's like, these are our stop points. I rented a car, all this shit. And
you're going
like,
by yourself. Mm-hmm. It's just you two.
Yeah, we're just exploring the rainforest.
No. Turn your location on. Because please just turn your location on for the day so I can just see, you know.
I was like, why would you go to a forest that's raining?
I thought you were going on like some type of like tour, you know, where like someone's like, this is the rainforest.
So we were like at this restaurant and we asked, like, the best thing is just to ask the locals, like, what should you do? And she was like, don't pay for one of those tours. It's not worth it. Just go to like these places in the rainforest. And I was like, why? And he's like, that's the kind of vacation I love. Just like figure it out as we go. And I'm like, I'm scared.
Nobody talks enough about real compatibility. And that's vacationing together. That's vacationing.
You're so right. There are two things we're struggling with. One, motherfucker's up at 6 a.m.
No.
Wants to get the day started. Two, yeah, he doesn't get tired either. So like, I just want to sleep and eat. I eat and I sleep and I eat and I sleep. And vacations are like very like go, go, go. So we're dealing with that, but I've been drinking coffee. I never drink coffee. I'm drinking coffee to keep up with him.
Oh my God, Hannah, you love this man. I literally love this man.
I love pit bulls and coffee now.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I feel like I have legitimately broken up with people because I was like, we're not compatible on vacation.
For much less. Well, some people, like, they're really good on vacation. But I will say we have the same taste in, like, we love trying new food. So we'll just, like, be driving and I'll be like, what the fuck's that restaurant? And he'll be like, oh, that looks cool. And he'll just turn in and, like, try some food.
I love that. So, like,
we are getting very, very, very fat is what I'm trying to say. But it's, like, love rolls and they hit different when it's from love. So we just like cuddle together.
That does hit different.
But it is great because he passes out at like 9 and then I have the remote control. So.
Oh, so you guys are going to be together forever.
But yeah, I'll keep you posted on the rainforest. Also, this is fucking crazy. So, you know, I was working with Southampton Animal Shelter. I was volunteering every week. We love Southampton Animal Shelter. If you're Long Island or New York and you want to get a pet, I fuck with them so hard. They're amazing. So the way a lot of these shelters get animals is they'll get local animals that are stray or like someone gave them up. It's terrible. Yeah. But they also work with rescues and sanctuaries in the South, the Caribbean, and Puerto Rico. So I posted on my Instagram, I'm in Puerto Rico, and they hit me up and they were like, hey, we know you work with Southampton Animal Shelter. We're the rescue. It's a pet sanctuary in Puerto Rico. And they were like, do you want to come by and see all the animals? And I was like, wait, this is my literal dream.
Wait, Hannah, that's so, like, first of all, what a change of pace for you that you just now go to animal sanctuaries when you were like such a, you were a one cat woman. A one cat woman.
Let's just say Butter's not happy about this, but yeah. I spoke to Butter and I said, you are a spoiled bitch.
Yeah.
You have everything and these animals need my help, okay? So why don't you stop thinking about yourself for a second? And she said she understood, but she's like, you know, knocks my drink off the table.
I want to babysit Butter one day.
Well, you could babysit her all week.
We should have arranged that to see if I really want a cat. Do you think, would she have snuggled with
me?
No.
She wouldn't have fucked with you. Cool. No, not at all. No. But you can respect that, right?
Yeah, a girl no, I who can respect boundaries. That. No, for sure.
We love a girl who has boundaries. Mm-hmm. And but there's so many kittens that I'm like, oh my God, I need to just like take it and put it in Paige's apartment just so she falls in love with it. But the crazy thing is that these animals, they had three mother dogs with puppies. So, you know, like one puppy, you freak out. I saw 15 puppies yesterday.
No, it's too much.
I saw 15 puppies. And then they have the dogs and they have the kittens. And I was posting all about it. And then they go, do you want to bring some animals back to Southampton?
What?
And I was like, wait, what? And they were like, we can give you like two carry-ons and you're allowed to put a pet in each one if they're under 20 pounds. And I was like, am I saving pets' lives out here?
Wait.
So
have you just completely pivoted to now just helping every animal find a home?
I'm an animal rescuer now.
You're Jane Goodall.
Who's I'm Jane Goodall.
Who's that again? What did she do? She saved like monkeys or she something?
She talked to monkeys.
Yeah.
I'm Paw Patrol. Yeah. I am saving animals left and right. But it was funny because someone messaged me on Instagram and they were like, wait, so you and Des went all the way to Puerto Rico to be on the beach to go to animal shelters.
Do
which
the
is
exact same thing you do in the Hamptons.
Exactly what you do. And I said,
you found a volleyball
why
team.
Why are you attacking me? I know you started a volleyball league. I said, worry about your own damn life, bitch. So, but Paige, like, realistically, I'm not going to lie. I've had moments in this. You know, we've all had a hard year.
Yeah.
Very emotional year. And I've been like, do I start a kitten sanctuary in Puerto Rico?
But then you'd have to move to Puerto Rico.
Does that sound that terrible?
Hannah, you can't move to Puerto Rico, okay? I understand that you're having fun on vacation, but I feel like there is that, like, every time you go on vacation with a guy, I mean, it's different for you because you're engaged, obviously, but, like, there's always that conversation, like, oh, what if we just moved here, you know? Like, how crazy would that be? What if we just didn't go back?
Well, that's the thing. It's like the Bachelor effect where you see it in the most like beautiful areas and have the most fun. And then you're just like, we should live here. Yeah, I totally get it. But anyway, Puerto Rico is beautiful. And we also are in Old San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's San Juan and then Old San Juan, which is a little ageist in my opinion.
Yeah, a little rude.
However, a little ageism going on. It's basically an old colonial city. I didn't know what colonial meant. I asked Des, he explained it. I didn't listen, but it's like there's history there. He was like a history
major.
There's
a colonial
like
woman on the wing of the plane.
I was like, Colonel Sanders? Anyway, so we...
churning butter? I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's all these like old buildings with all these like bright colors. And it's just beautiful. And it's just this poppin' city and it's gorgeous. And yeah, it's lit.
Yeah, I've never been. I would definitely love to go.
Where's the next place you want to travel?
That I've never been to?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, I have, and my friends go every single summer, and every single summer I don't go with them. I want to go to Mykonos so badly because, one, I want to wear all white.
You're literally in the Hamptons in the summer.
Yeah, but it's just different. It's different. I've never been to Greece, and I really, really want to go to Greece.
Like
I feel like I would
is
love
so
it.
Fucking good. Because it's like Italian.
I feel like I would just eat olives the whole time. I just want to eat olives.
I want to go to Greece too. There's just always Lindsay Lohan running around, like swirling her hair.
Yeah, that's what I envision. But one of my best girlfriends, she is 100% Greek, like speaks Greek. Her family lives in Greece. Oh, and she goes for like months at a time. And her Instagram stories when she's there, it's just like, it literally just looks like she's back in time. Like dirt roads. And like the other day she posted and there was a traffic jam and it was just goats. Just goats were crossing the road. And she was like, I hate when I get in a traffic jam. And I'm like, this is just, I just want to live in this life. Like, I don't want a cell phone. I don't want TV. I want to like make bread and like
okay,
eat
so
olives.
Now you understand why you want to start a kitten sanctuary and a plantain farm.
No, I know. I get it. I totally get it. Oh my God.
What?
Wait. So I like, you know how like I update the girls on like the dumb shit that I'm doing?
Yeah.
I have a few updates. So I was on TikTok and this girl ordered these like Japanese foot patches.
Okay.
Okay. And so I didn't even watch the rest of the video. I went on Amazon and I ordered them. And then I watched the video. It's supposed to, first of all, I believe in anything that comes from Japan, like any skincare True. Or like holistic anything True. That's Japanese. I think it fucking works. I used to use these face masks that had like snail something in them. And I'm telling you, they were the best face masks ever.
Do they so have anyway, frog so poison?
Probably.
Yeah.
They had like so much shit in it that I was just like, I don't even care. Everybody who I know who's Japanese has the best skin ever. So I'm using it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so there are these like Japanese foot patches and it's supposed to be like you stick it on the bottom of your feet and it's supposed to draw out toxins from your body from the bottom of your foot and you wake up in the morning and the patch is black. So I've been doing it every single night and you're supposed to do it until the patches aren't as dark. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it. I woke up the first morning and I was like, I feel amazing. I think that this is really working. Like, I never wake up in the morning and I'm like a fresh butterfly.
Yeah, I feel like, oh my God, the worst I've ever felt in my life every morning.
Then I was looking online. I was like, do these really work? Every single article was like, you're wasting your money. There's no scientific evidence. We tested the patches. There's no toxins. It's literally your foot sweating and turning the patches black. I called one of my girlfriends who also loves this bullshit and she goes, I don't believe the internet. And I think even if it is a placebo, I think it fucking works. And I was like, okay, I knew you were gonna say that.
Are your feet like hot at night? Or just naturally sweats a little?
No, but like your feet like naturally sweat a little. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. I love them.
So
and I
use
them.
Are they now clear or are they still dark?
Okay, so last night was my third night of doing it and they weren't as dark.
Okay, so what is the name of this? And we'll do a swipe up on our Giggly Squad Instagram. Follow us there for all the goods.
I have to look at what the name of it is. But when this pod comes out,
like,
I
guys,
promise
this is gonna
I will
change your life.
It.
Don't remember what it is, but I will. It'll change your life.
No, I seriously do think they work. And even if they don't work and it's a placebo effect, I don't care. I wake up and I feel like I'm fresh as a butterfly.
That's great. Yeah, because I'm one of those people that I don't know how people have morning routines. Like my morning routine is just like pretending the world is not happening until I'm forced to get up.
That's how I feel. And also, like, I don't know if it was when I started birth control that if it was, like, some weird side effect that I was, like, so tired for, like, the first couple of weeks. Mm. Also, sorry, this is for the girls. Have you ever seen my boobs this big?
Huge.
No, huge.
Oh, my God.
I know. And I've literally FaceTimed
away.
Put them away. I've FaceTimed every single one of my friends and been like, do you want to see my boobs? They've been like, I guess. Do you know how many times I've called my mom and been like, Mom, I'm going to show you my boobs. They're insane right now. And like, she's usually like, okay, Paige, yep. Oh my God, they look so big. And then the other day, she was on FaceTime with me and she goes, your boobs? I go, no, I know. I'm a full woman. I'm a full woman. I'll take the side effects because these babies are out for the summer.
I had a friend who got a boob job and she sent a full photo of her boobs to everyone who's ever met her.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're going to pay for that, like, show them off and good for her.
1,000%. 100%. I will take any side effect that this birth control is giving me because I'm obsessed with them. I've never had boobs before.
I feel like the next thing is you have to name them. Like I told you, Portia named her boobs Coco and Chanel.
I know. I need to see what they're like in the sunlight, in the daytime. And hot girl summer. I need to see what's going on.
Question for you, because we all live and die by your Instagram posts. What is the next thing Paige is going to wear? You wore a thumb ring in your last photo. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you've never told me about that before. I felt kind of blindsided. Are girls wearing rings on their thumb? Is it, are you, did you join the mafia? What's happening?
Okay, so I'll give you the backstory on it. Mm-hmm. My fingers are so fucking skinny and like, whatever. We've all seen them. We all know about it. I have alien fingers. Here we are. So when I order rings, if I order a pack of rings and there's like six in the pack or whatever, usually only like two are going to fit like the normal three fingers that I'm going to put rings on. Mm-hmm. So I usually have another one that's like bigger and it only fits on my thumb. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wear thumb rings. It's not like a trendy conscious decision. It's just where it fits.
It's funny because I'm going to drop a name, but I met Pete Davidson's stylist 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. She's so fucking cool. And she was wearing this like vintage gold thumb ring. So you're just on trend and you
life imitates
it.
Art.
But it's so funny because I have the same experience where only two of the rings will fit my sausage fingers. However, it's because they're too fucking small. So maybe we just, so when we order,
we'll collab.
We'll do a remix. My fucking.
And it's like you start wearing pinky rings. You're like, this is all that fits me right now.
Paige, when you posted that photo of your hand, I felt so fucking personally attacked. Like, honestly, like, I don't get jealous of a lot of things. But when you post your hand, I'm just like, we need more finger diversity. This is fucking finger shaming at this point. This is, I was like, did you Facetune your fingers, bitch?
I'm going to start posting workouts.
No one's fingers that fucking skinny.
I'm going to start posting workouts for your finger, like on my Instagram. Like, okay, guys, this is what I do twice a week. And I go like this.
Do you understand?
Wait, also something that I think I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with my square nails.
Okay, it's funny because I've never
done
square
nails. I think I'm going to start having them shape them.
Into
I think I'm
going to
start having them shape an oval.
Why'd you do squares before?
It's just the easiest. Like, yeah. I just think it's the easiest for them to grow out in square.
I feel like things, though, might get, like, stuck on the edges and they could get pointy and you could, like, hurt people if they're square.
I mean, I think it's going to be a process because my nails aren't that long right now. And I feel like they have to be really long to have, like, a good oval. That's why so many girls, like, that you see that have a good oval shape, it's their nails are fake.
Yeah, they get
so
the tips.
So I'm going to really... I'm doing a real transition period.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay.
So So gird your loins because I'm literally starting a whole new me.
Did you just say gird your loins?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's from the Devil Wears Prada.
Gird your loins.
I don't know what it actually means.
I don't know, but I need to gird a loin right now. Also, one of your friends... When we were at Gloss Lab, which is amazing. Everyone should get their nails at a Gloss Lab.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I fucking love it there.
I was talking to her, and I was like, what color should I get? Like, I feel like I always panic when I see all the colors, and I panic, and I pick the worst color always. Or it looks good on the nail, in the nail polish, but not on the hand. And she goes,
"Yeah,
I just pick colors that I would wear on my face." And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, whatever makeup colors look good on my face, think about it, like nudes, like shimmery, like just colors of
like
your
a pale
face,
pink.
A pale pink or a red. And she's like,
interesting.
If blues or greens like don't look good on your face, don't wear it on your nails. And she was like, so it's a lot of like natural colors that I put on my nails.
Very, very interesting.
Do you agree?
I don't know if I believe it. No.
So you're calling your friend a fucking liar.
A liar. She's a liar.
And a fraud.
She's not my friend. No, I mean, it does kind of make sense, but like sometimes I want to do like neon, you know, and I'm not going to wear neon.
You know, neon, like the highlighter color is really dope. And I just said dope.
Yeah.
I said it. I know it's what the LA girls say. I tried it out. It felt a little weird, but I said it. We're going to do some pep talk time. I posted on the Giggly Squad Instagram and I was like, yo, I want some more advice. And I said, I want wild advice questions. The Gigglers did really well.
They always do.
Oh my God.
Legitimately always do.
Okay. Do penises have a distinctive smell? girl tried to tell me they do this weekend. I've never noticed. This is funny because I just envisioned this girl like in the bathroom just like talking, being like, you know, penises have a distinct smell, and someone being like, what?
Yeah. Okay, that girl's boyfriend has an STD and she needs to help him.
It's true, though. If a guy has a yeast infection, it's going to have a smell. It's just like vaginas. I personally think that when guys sweat, they have a distinctive smell to themselves. So like if he has sweaty balls, it might smell a little. But I don't think there's a – I would never smell something and be like, that's penis.
Our first candle, Hannah.
What did Gwyneth Paltrow call hers? Like,
this smells like my vagina.
Orgasm or okay, this is distinctive penis. Is
Travis Barker has one that says, "This smells like Courtney's orgasm."
Okay, we're gonna get a candle that says "distinctive penis smell," and it's gonna smell fucking good. Wait, Paige, do you think penises have distinctive smells?
No, not in my experience, not in my humble opinion, not like, in my lifelong journey with them.
I've never
directly looked at one, and I've certainly always am holding my breath.
I was about to say, I've never gone down there and be like, let me take in this full experience. Yeah, if I get a pube up my nose.
I've never once been like, yeah, that's good.
Just snorted the distinctive penis off along his shaft.
Not something that runs through my...
Oh, I'm awake now. Oh, yeah. That hit right.
That actually is vile.
I have done this, and I feel like you've done this too. Have you ever just like smelled his armpit straight up and liked it?
Yeah.
It's called pheromones.
It's not that I've been like, let me smell your armpit. It's more when you're with a guy and like, okay, I was talking to this guy at some point and I was just like, fuck, I think I really like this guy. And then one day he was like in my apartment or something, or he was working at, I don't know, he was sweating and I was like still hugged him. I was like hugging him and I was like, damn, I'm like, I don't care that you're so sweaty and I don't think that you smell. Like, yeah. I like this smell. Like, yeah. I would hug you all day. But then I've had boyfriends who have been sweaty, and I've been like, if you even look in my general direction, I'll be able to smell you, and I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. I do think that when you don't really don't like the smell of someone's breath, they're not right for you.
Yeah, like, in the morning when you wake up, if their breath is so bad and you can't do it, you don't like them. Because I have made out, full make-out sessions, like, in the morning, been like, I don't give a shit. I'm obsessed with you.
There is a theory, and I want I want scientists to figure it out. I want them to do a test of, like, your natural smells or like your breath and someone else's like breath. And I think there's a compatibility, like either your natural smells are similar or there's some kind of like acid, like acidic and whatever combination. I just think that they say if you don't wear deodorant that you'll like fall in love with the right person.
That's crazy.
Your person, you guys, if you're like, oh no, it's not my person, they have bad breath in the morning. I didn't say they don't have bad breath. Like, I know when my person, their breath is not fresh. It's that you're not disgusted by it and you're like, oh, that's him.
Yeah. And like you know when like you have different boyfriends and maybe you don't see them for a while or like you hang, whatever, they have a smell and you're like, and then you see them and you're like, oh, I'm like, I missed your smell. Like, well, so and funny. I can think of certain boyfriends and immediately remember their smell.
One of my worst boyfriends, we hate him. He left his shirt and it was like months later and I smelled his shirt and I legit got nauseous. Like I was rejecting his smell.
Yeah. I've been at like bars before and have smelled like ex-boyfriend's cologne and been like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving because that just triggered me and I'm leaving. I'm
calling the police home. And then leaving. I'm ruining the party for all you fuckers. Okay, this is a
Paco
wild
Rabanne,
one.
I'll see you in court. Okay? Fuck off.
This one guy wore Old Spice and he like ruined it for me forever. Anyway. Are you guys more of an OG Britney, Christina, or Pink fan from back in the day? Okay,
so fucking easy.
Let's marry, fuck, kill Britney, Christina, or Pink.
I'm killing Pink. I'm marrying Britney, and I'm fucking Christina.
Wow.
I was never a huge Pink fan when I was younger.
Well, her album Misunderstood was everything. Yeah, like God, I mean, is a DJ. Yeah. No, God,
you know what
DJ.
Else? You know who else? Kelly Clarkson. I was never a huge Kelly Clarkson fan. Mm-hmm. Now, I fucking love her. I would die for Kelly Clarkson.
Her old shit?
No, right now. No, present day.
Oh, yeah. Kelly's a true icon. Remember?
Yeah, I just love her.
I mean, I feel like those highlights will go down in history as one of the greatest beauty moves ever. And her voice is incredible. This is my thing. This is why this is hard for me. When I was younger, I was Team Christina.
Interesting.
I thought she had a way better voice. I thought she was just like more depth. I just thought she was cooler. I didn't want to jump on the Britney bandwagon. Fast forward, I think I'm all Britney. Like Christina, yeah. I guess I didn't like love her personality of what I've seen. Obviously, I don't know her.
I do think though Christina has the best voice of all three of them.
Agreed. Then I also love Pink and everything she represents. However, she got really into like scaling buildings in her performances and she kind of lost me with it.
Oh, right.
You know, she does like the aerial stuff. Which is great for her. I didn't connect to it.
I watched like a thing on, this is years ago, but I remembered it. Remember it was like, what did VH1 do? Like behind the music. Behind the music. Yep, I watched one of hers and I had started liking her after that. Like I like her relationship with her husband and Corey like it seems Hart? Like she's a really good mom. Yeah.
Hot take. Corey Hart is the hotter version of Travis Barker. I said it.
I knew you were going to say that.
I said it.
I think he's the OG. Like, he's...
Yep. He's so fucking hot. He fucking takes motorcycles and, like, soars through the, like, air. I don't know. I didn't do my research. But he's, like, a
biker. You know who I think about a lot?
Who?
Ryan Sheckler.
So fucking hot. But wait, he's the guy with like the blue eyes and like the skateboarder who's, where is he? Has anyone checked on him?
I don't know.
But I feel like he's one of those.
I used to be obsessed with that show.
I checked on him. I did check on him recently. He's one of those guys that was like super cute when he was like 19. But then he kind of just looks like a 19-year-old still who like aged weirdly.
Isn't he bald now?
Wait, I'm Googling him.
Yeah, Google him. Ryan Sheckler. He's not bald. Obsessed with
him. He's not bald, he's like made to be a 19-year-old. It's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my hair is wild.
But I think about him an odd amount of times during the week. What's Ryan Sheckler doing, you know?
You remember when BMX was cool for a second and we like Tony Hawk and stuff?
I was never allowed to.
Allowed to what? I wasn't actually doing it. I was just watching it on TV. Like the X Games.
My mom had this theory. I wonder at what age I'll stop being scared of my mom.
Never.
But my mom had this theory that like if you rode a skateboard, you were a punk.
Oh, like you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. And like I just remember whenever my mom would use the word punk, I would get so mad. She'd be like, "No, you're not going and hanging out with them. They're a bunch of punks." And I'd be like, "Mom, they're not. You don't even know them." She'd be like, "They ride skateboards and they ride around the neighborhood and you're not going." And I'd be like, "Oh my God.
They're busy riding their little bicycles instead of doing their math homework, those darn punks." I love how she's just like bullying these 9-year-olds. She's like, fucking punk.
There would be like dirt hills that like kids in my neighborhood would like go ride their bikes on. I'd be like, "Mom, can I like go?" And she'd be like, no. Now that I think about it, they were probably like smoking weed and like cigarettes and I would have gone down a wrong path. But I was like, I just want to like go on the hill.
Okay, question. Did she let you get a Razor scooter?
Of course.
How bad did those things hurt your shin when they would like spin around and just get you right in the bone?
I feel like my brother and I escalated to just like throwing the whole scooter at each other.
They were so good to fight with. Oh my! I remember going to like Costco or like Home Depot, some like big place where like I made my parents go to get the Razor scooter and they were like, "There's no Razors left except for like an orange one." And we're like, "Get it!"
Yeah, mine had pink wheels and pink... like handle things. Wait, that's, and remember, sick. Like the Razor scooters would be sold out, so you, yeah, like at one point my brother had to get like the knockoff Razor, and
and his friends stopped talking to him for like, 2 months.
Loser.
Also, further fucking more. What is skateboarding? Because I'm pretty sure you just go on the skateboard and then fling your body up in the air and fall. Yeah,
you like, just hurl your body.
I've watched.
Just have to have no fear.
This is like our slightly different high school experience. After school, we would go to like Columbus Circle, and you know that fountain, yeah, right by the park. We, yeah, would just, yeah, sit, yeah, on the fountain. There'd just be like weird characters and then a bunch of kids like showing off their skateboard moves. Never saw someone land one move. Not one time. And they just like, they fling, sometimes they fall, and then they kind of get up like a little annoyed, and they do that 400 times.
It's so funny because I walked by a group of kids the other day. Now thinking about it, they were probably older than I thought they were. I don't know. No, I don't know. Whatever. I think they were like 12 and 13, but they were doing all these skateboard moves on, oh my God, this is like, it was one of those moments where I was like, damn, I am fucking old. They were doing all these skateboard moves like on the street and like filming it with TikTok, and they had, their trash was all over the sidewalk. They had like Dunkin' Donuts bags and they were just like throwing their trash, and I'm walking by and I was like, oh,
was it like this part of the aesthetic?
No, I was just like, these fucking kids, like throw your fucking garbage out. And then I like rounded the corner and I was like,
punks.
Oh my God. I'm like, yeah, literally punks.
Bunch of punks.
I was like, I get it. I was like, Mom, you're right. They're smoking weed. They're smoking cigarettes on their skateboards. Punks.
It's funny because Ali Wong, if you guys haven't listened to her or watched her special on Netflix, it's amazing. She talks about dating skateboarders, and I feel like there's a different, like, skateboarders in LA, because she's from LA. Yeah. Are like a little better because they have like Venice Beach where you like in New York, what are you doing, like falling down the subway steps, like what are you doing?
Yeah.
So yeah, she was talking about how she dated skateboarders a lot and how they would just have like air mattresses and the amount of guys she'd sleep with. So guys, I've never fucked with a skateboarder.
Me neither.
But if you're thinking about it, don't.
Just,
and
make
that's
sh-
our,
yeah,
life lesson.
Just my, like, mom will think you're a punk and you don't want,
you'll
that,
be a punk by association.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses,
that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Hey, Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly.
Okay, I have another one. Dinner date.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The guy orders a cucumber and avo salad to share. That's it. Plus two rounds of drinks. That's a palate cleanser, sir.
Hannah, read it again. An avocado cucumber salad to share. He asked you to dinner and two rounds of drinks. And then what, the date was over?
Yeah, and that's a dinner date. So there's two things happening. There's three things happening. Either
we're suing him.
Very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's on a diet and
vegan.
Or he's trying to get you blackout.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of the last one.
I mean, two rounds of drinks with a cucumber. Are you kidding me? A cucumber is a part of the drink. It's water.
Oh, I also saw on TikTok that if you put cucumbers in the freezer and then rub it on your skin. So I have a cucumber chilling in the freezer right now. I'll let you know. Anywho, back to this.
You
cut it in half. So the inside gets frozen and then you rub
could
that.
Hurt someone with that. It's a club. If someone in home invasion, just throw a frozen cucumber at his head. It's good for your skin too. It can break your skull, but it's good for your skin.
If I ever had a guy come over and I just pulled a cucumber out of the freezer, they'd be like, "What kind of freak show are you?"
You go, turn around.
I'm like, it's not what you think it's for.
Bend over. Okay, so what would
this
you
isn't
do if
gonna
a guy,
hurt a bit.
If a guy did this, what would you do?
I would write a strongly worded email afterwards. Like, that is insane to me. First of all,
you guys, if a guy does this to you, gird your loins. First of all,
no, seriously, gird your loins. I Okay, this is an unpopular opinion, and I know that we're probably going to lose some listeners, but Hannah, I can't stay quiet anymore about it.
What?
I think avocado is fucking disgusting.
It's a healthy fat. Have you put salt and
fat.
Pepper and lime on it with a little onion?
I don't want to.
Do you like guacamole?
I don't want to. Yeah, that's the thing. I love guacamole, but I think that avocado ruins a lot of really good sandwiches.
Okay, that is a very valid point because the texture of it is like, okay, are you trying to be like a meat? Are you trying to be a sauce? What are you? Sometimes when I put in eggs, it's a little too creamy. I do understand that. I'm trying to explain where you're coming from so the listeners don't get too upset about this. I don't know. You're putting me in a hard place.
If there's avocado toast on the menu, I'm not getting it.
I do have to say, avocado toast is a fucking ripoff. How are you going to charge me $14 for one piece of toast? No one eats one piece. You always get two. If you've ever been to a diner, it's
no.
Two or four slices. One piece of toast with avocado smashed on it?
Just the thought of avocados and cucumbers mixing around in the bowl, I can't get past it. And this guy had no money, and he shouldn't have asked you out to dinner. And I would have just like kept ordering things. And don't see this guy again, because that's so fucking weird.
That's so weird. Also,
Then just ask me out for drinks.
Yeah, because you probably didn't eat beforehand. Then you're cranky. Then you're not yourself.
Yeah.
Then you want a Snickers bar.
I like when guys set the bar low. You know, the bar's so low for them already. But if they're like, let's go out to drinks. And then you're having a good time at drinks. And they're like, hey, are you hungry? Let's just go get dinner.
Exactly.
That's how you fucking play the first time you're hanging out.
And then when you go to dinner, I want him to just order at least two appetizers. Like, just get the party started. Then I'm
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm marrying you. Then we're using that frozen cucumber, my guy.
Now that we're horny, marry, fuck, kill.
Ooh.
Elvis, Johnny Depp, and Zac Efron.
I'm killing Johnny Depp. Yeah, he had like, I feel like, I don't know, him and Amber Heard, like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No one knows,
but
there was like poop.
I think I'm fucking Elvis.
He's so hot. Marrying
Zac. I think I'm fucking Elvis. We're talking about like Elvis Presley, right?
What other Elvis?
I don't know.
What other Elvis do you know?
Elvis Duran in the morning show. I feel like that was my whole high school life.
That's a very New York reference. That's a very
every
niche
day,
radio
going,
show.
Driving to high school, I'd be like, Elvis Duran on the morning show.
I heard.
Do the prank phone call.
I heard he's like the king of Z100. Like, he has his own like corner office in the building.
I mean, he should be. And as he should.
As he should.
As he should.
As he should. Wait, and then you're marrying Zac Efron?
Yeah, I fucking love Zac Efron.
Did you see his recent photo where like it looked like.
He's fine.
Are you sure? It looked like he got jaw implants.
Yeah, but then recently another photo came out where his face was back to normal. So maybe something was going on.
You guys,
yeah, maybe
guys
he's
are getting jaw implants. Have you ever seen on Instagram these guys getting jaw implants? And I hate to say it, it makes them so hot. But it
really
it makes guys so hot when they just get a thicker jawline.
One time I was at a party. And one of my girlfriends was, like, talking to this guy, and I just, like, went up to her, and I was, like, hey, like, do you want, I don't know, I was, like, asking her, I was either, like, bringing her to the dance floor, or we were going to get drinks, I don't know, something that I was, like, ripping her away from this guy, and she was, like, Paige, like, I'm talking to this guy, and I looked at her, and I go, well, he has lip injections, so now make your decision, and she goes, no, he doesn't, and I go, I know for a fact, when I see a lip injection, and this man has them. And so she went back and she's talking to him. I'm standing by the bar. She comes over and she goes, I think he has lip injections. I go, I know. You're welcome.
That's like the guy on that Netflix show that's like exploring Florida.
Jeez. Whatever. I still love him. Outer Banks.
Yeah, I think he has lip injections. But also, I don't know. Everyone and their mom is getting lip injections now. And I just don't think it's good. I don't think it's good. I don't know. I hate it's punk. I think you're a punk if you get.
I think you're punk. punk.
There's just a lot of upkeep. I do want to
feel what it feels like to kiss someone with lip injection. So
you can literally kiss any girl in LA and you'll find out. Yeah. Also, I am open to Botox. I feel like
for sure
we've moved on. Botox has been normalized, but like there's something about changing the shape of things that I get that I feel like is unhealthy for your mental health, but that just
look, I'm going to tell you now at some point in my life I'm going to get Botox and fillers.
Let's just say that my DMs, there are so many just dermatologists that are like, hey, if you want some Botox, they're giving it out like candy.
Yeah.
And then I realized like I could totally see myself getting in the chair being like, I'd love a facial. And then being like, hey, you see that like line over here? Like we could just give a little.
Dude, like, oh. That's so crazy. I got an email literally last week from some dermatology place being like, hey, like we can start doing your fillers if you want. Like it'll be. You just have to like post this and this on Instagram and like we'll give you all your fillers. And I was like, that is like a very big decision. Like it's not like you just offered me some free skincare.
Maybe they like, think you already get it and you know like what you need.
Yeah, it was so nonchalant that I deleted the email because I was like, you guys are a bunch of punks. Absolutely out of my fucking inbox.
Wait, what? I feel like we're gonna have a shirt that just says punk on it.
It's punk. I don't know, but it's great. I like forgot that about that word.
Makes me feel like Avril Lavigne. Okay, I'm gonna say I'm going to fuck Johnny Depp because I don't know what's happening.
We're doing this.
Yeah, but it's something freaky. Oh, Des just walked in. I'm fucking Johnny Depp. I'm like murdering Zac Efron because he's 5'6". And then but he's adorable, but like I just can't, I feel like he's the kind of guy that would break into song.
Wait, no. Oh my god, you watched High School Musical one time. People aren't their past. Okay,
no, he also wait, now was in I that need other musical with the dude about the circus.
People love that movie. I fucking hated that movie.
The Showman. You know movie? The Greatest Showman.
Yeah,
I love that movie. Don't come for avocado.
You do?
I like avocados and I like the Greatest Showman. I said it.
Wow, we're different people.
Also, I'm marrying Elvis because I think Elvis is the ultimate fuckboy and I love it. And I just love low voices. I think low voices are hot.
Zach is 5'8", so how dare you short him on those 2 inches?
If you are... No, okay. Well, he's 5'8", and that's adorable, and he's a keychain. Sorry.
Put him in your pocket.
Put him in your pocket. He's adorable. I mean, would I... Okay, let's be honest. If Zac Efron was hitting on me at a bar and I was single...
Yeah.
Of course I'd fuck him, you guys. I'm not trying to, like, height shame right now. I just thought it was funny. Oh my god, this question's wild.
Okay.
Would you date someone who has been divorced twice? He's 37 now, and I think he's the love of my life.
Yeah. Does he have kids?
Again, we don't know.
Okay.
Oh, because if he has kids, then...
then I'm out.
You're like, what?
Dude, I'm
I
not.
I literally thought you were going to be like, did he cheat on them? Did he murder them? You go, does he have kids? Does he have little angels that were put onto this planet? Maybe.
Don't care. No.
Oh my god, I cannot imagine.
I'm gonna get canceled.
I cannot imagine you having someone else's kid
as a stepmom. No. Dude, I already know that I just could never do it because
they puke on your Prada.
I just ruined my satin shoes, why don't you? That was from Clueless. I had to say it. I just know that if I then married that man and had my own baby with him and then like his child came around, there's no way I wouldn't be able to show favoritism to my child.
But I do know. Think that love is a complicated thing and you will have type of love for I love how we're talking I about mean, your unborn stepchild right now.
I mean, I'm obviously talking about a bunch of bullshit that I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about and no idea what I would be like in this situation. And now I'm probably going to marry a man who's twice divorced with 8 kids because God is just going to be like,
fuck you, punk. Okay.
I think that's fine if he's like twice divorced. I was asking because like, do you want to deal with like 2 baby mamas? But yeah, you have to. What's the situation? Did he cheat on them?
If
did he cheated, like?
I don't like that.
If
also,
it was just
how
like
rich is he? Co- Did they take all his money? Again, I don't love that.
I don't love that. But like, it also could have been like, oh, I got married at like 21. Mm. We were married for like 2 years, whatever. Then I got married at like 30. We were married for 4 years. Like, I don't know. It could be so many different things.
Who does change, like who doesn't stay in things he shouldn't be and who knows when things make him unhappy. I also love a divorced man because I feel like they know so much about relationships and love. Like, there is a positive, I don't want to generalize all divorced men, but like, dating a divorced guy, okay, I think is smart sometimes.
Would you rather date a guy who is like twice divorced, mm-hmm, maybe even three times, or a guy who has never been in like a serious relationship?
Twice divorced every time.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Because if you have never been in a serious relationship, you are dealing with some intimacy stuff. Relationships are mirrors, so you clearly have some stuff that you don't want to see within yourself. You're hiding from something, you're running away from. I don't want to teach someone affection, you know. I don't want to teach someone monogamy, you know.
And so fucking right,
and
Hannah.
If he's in two relationships that didn't work out, it's like you're human. 50% of people get divorced. Like, let people make mistakes and then pivot. We love a pivot.
And just don't be a punk.
Don't be a punk. Married man shows interest in you. What do you do? Plot twist, he's also my boss. Help.
Gird your loins. You gird your loins and then you hand him a cease and desist and you say, if you come near me, I'll see you in court. Like, literally throw out every fucking saying.
Deceased and desist.
Dude, I'm going to start having people sign NDAs. Like, that's disgusting. Get the fuck out of my face.
I mean, all I can say is gird your loins.
You know what? Tell this girl to call us. We're showing up at the office.
I mean, it's just, and know for a second, any of these powerful men who are hitting on you while they're married or your boss or whatever, they are going to do the same thing if they ever were with you to other people. This is just showing their character. I hate to say it, but like, you're not special. They're sick.
Right. Like, you're not the exception to the rule.
Exactly. With that said, let's do some FPN. Let's go.
Let's do some fucking front page news. Dude, what did you think of Ariana Grande's wedding dress? Someone who is engaged.
As someone who's like in, like, knowledgeable about everything weddings now, because I got engaged for a second. I thought it was perfection. I thought that the photos were so, I love the idea. So much of the wedding industry is so cheesy. And the way she did it, where it's just like her and him with these like flowers in this room. And it was so elegant, and then her hair was like different. I think her hair looks so good down, even though she really wears it. Her makeup was it looked like a wedding. Her body, she looked tall, and the back was so sexy. It was elegant. I thought it was perfect.
I think it was iconic. She looked okay. First of all, the dress was Vera. I almost just said Vera Bradley.
It's just her wearing like a cushion with floral patterns. She's just got a duffel.
Real bitches, no Vera Bradley.
The patterns were on fleek.
Dude, if you didn't have a Vera Bradley duffel at your sleepover, you got kicked out of the group. You were a punk.
Do you think the punks had Vera Bradley? No. They were littering on the street.
I can't. It was Vera Wang. I think she looked like the epitome of... One, arguably, she's like one of the most famous people in, I would say, the world currently. Mm-hmm. I think she looked like the epitome of a rock star because, like, the dress was so elegant. She was so true to, like, her hairstyle, the bow. But there was still something, like, edgy about it. And, like, the pictures were just so amazing. Like, I love her. And I just think everything about it was amazing.
A lot of these celebrity weddings are, like, scary, where, like, they do it at some castle in, like, Italy, and then there's, like, helicopters, and it's craziness, and the photos are still kind of, like, corny, and it just looks, like, almost gouty and just too much. We're like, this was minimalistic. And then the fact that she never, like, full-on shows her guy's face, there's something so cool about that.
I kind of love it. Yeah, just the fact that it's at their home in their house is in Montecito, California. Mm-hmm. And like only 20 people. It was probably the most romantic and elegant just like dinner party of their family. And then they were like, "You know what? and now we're married. Like, let's fucking do
this. She's changing the wedding industry. I'm calling it right now. People are going to be like, I want photos like Ariana. I want, like, more. And everyone's already doing micro weddings, and I think they're going to be more intimate. Yeah. I mean, I personally, when I was looking.
Don't you almost feel like a big wedding now is, like, rude?
It's just, like, very aggressive. But people didn't think they couldn't. People thought it was rude to not do a big wedding and invite everyone. But I also think when you're like the breadwinner, like when you're Ariana Grande and you're definitely paying for your own wedding, you do it however the fuck you want to do it. And it's not like your parents' dream. But I know that when you start planning your wedding, you're like, yeah, we need a photographer. You have to pick a photographer. So you look at all the styles. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is horrible. And thinking like, I just would rather have my friend with a Polaroid going around taking like sick photos. So I think her aesthetic is going to change the game for wedding stuff. And I'm very interested to see how it progresses.
I want my wedding video to be shot like in The Wolf of Wall Street, where it looks like it's like in the 90s.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Paige, that's so cute.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I also saw,
because
there's cool wedding videos. I actually, because I was talking to my amazing wedding planner. It's at Amanda Savory Events. She's incredible. Mm-hmm. And she said that people are doing wedding stuff that they make it like a straight up music video. Like, so it's not like,
wait, I love that.
Wedding videos are so corny. It's like da 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 da, and then they like show the dress.
I don't want it to be corny.
It's the worst. They do. It's called Shark Pig Weddings. I don't know if I'm gonna work with them, but I am obsessed with them. And they basically make it like the sickest music video.
Wait, that's what I would totally. I want something like fun, because I feel like certain things in your wedding are like naturally have to be serious, like the first time he sees you and like shit like that. Like, I want the things that can be playful and fun to be fun.
When did first look become a thing? Because I thought the first time he sees you is when you're walking down the aisle. And then Amanda told me that, like, no, it's because you want to get photos like before that, so you guys can like go get cocktails.
I always thought first look, because I've been to a couple of Jewish weddings, and I thought they were the, like, their religion, they did first looks, like, because they have a whole thing before she walks down the aisle. So I always thought that was a Jewish religion thing, but I feel like I have been seeing people who have been doing it who aren't Jewish, and like they do the first look, and then they go down the aisle. I like the moment where he's standing at the altar, and he sees you for the first time then.
Yeah, that's what we're used to.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't cry,
gird your loins.
Gird your fucking loins, dude. If you don't start immediately sobbing when you see me enter that fucking room.
I could see myself getting in a fight with Des, being like, why aren't you crying? And he's like, what? And
I'm like at the altar. It's like,
this is the one time. Why aren't you crying?
You're embarrassing me.
You're fucking embarrassing
me. My whole family's here.
Do you care? Like, do you like me? Show me.
Do you think
me.
I look good?
Yeah, you haven't complimented me.
Grab my hand.
Grab my hand.
The priest is like, guys, zip it.
Give me attention.
It's like, no, I'm fine. No,
why aren't
I'm
you looking
fine,
at me? Do you not think I look pretty? Do you don't like my hair? Do you like my dress? Just like, like, say something. Men are so stupid.
So stupid. But if they don't cry, I'll fucking kill him.
But like, you don't want them to be like sobbing. You want like a like,
no,
like,
oh my God,
like they look like they're trying to hold it back so hard.
Yeah,
and they just
like
can't.
I want him to just, I want him to make like some face like, ah, oh, she looks good. And then like, you know, get a tear out of there.
Because if he cries too much, I'm be like, stop crying. Stop it. You're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I'm like, stop. Oh my God. Save it for your therapy session. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day. With a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, what's next in front page news? There's a rumor going around that Ryan Seacrest is trying to get Bella Thorne's family to replace Keeping Up with the Kardashians. People have been saying that that's not true, whatever. But she has like a bunch of sisters. She even has a sister named Kylie. They think that their family would be perfect because she's always in like scandal. She was in... Everything. She got into a scandal when she started in OnlyFans. Now she produces porn.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm very interesting. All about celebrities going on reality shows. I think it's very interesting. I want to see more celebrity dating shows. Like, watch them be weird and date each other.
I feel like I never had, like, a connection to Bella Thorne because we...
She's a little younger.
When she was a... when she was, like, plateauing on Disney Channel, we were already too old.
Plateauing on Disney Channel.
Was that an insult?
Do you know Olivia Rodriguez was from Disney Channel?
No way.
Yeah, I did a little deep dive because everyone was talking about Olivia Rodriguez. And I said, where did this bitch come from? And I was like, oh, Disney before us.
Dude,
I mean, after us.
I have been seeing a lot of videos about that and like people being like, oh my God, Olivia Rodrigo and like her songs and like all of this.
Oh, I said Rodrigo, sorry.
Yeah. And then I kept seeing like tweets or like, not tweets because I don't have Twitter anymore, but TikToks of like people our age being like, bitch, we had Taylor Swift. Okay, and you don't know what it's like to cry in your car to Taylor Swift's first fucking album. So how dare you?
There's like weird tension just, like, so going true. On with millennials and Gen Zs. I think it's because we're, you know what it is? It's because we're both on the same app. Like, you know, yeah. Facebook, once the parents came, we're like, bye, we're out.
We're like,
both
see ya,
coexisting
have so much fun.
On this app. So we're like judging each other and it's getting shiesty.
It's getting really toxic.
Girl,
it's
really toxic.
And I'm not. And look, sometimes they're mean. They come at us.
No,
and
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Oh my,
they're the
God.
Ones that come. We have not. We literally created a child lock so they would stop eating Tide Pods to save them. Meanwhile, they're calling us chuggy, which I thought was a loogie.
Yeah, wait, what is he? Wait, how do you say that word?
Okay, it's chuggy.
I thought it was chaggy.
You thought it was
chuggy?
I thought it was chuggy, and I was like, that's when something gets stuck in your throat and you hawk it up through your nose or your mouth. But I heard it's chuggy.
Right.
And it's basically like cringe-worthy millennial stuff, like the fact we love Friends and like Taylor Swift and like parting her hair to the side. And it's like, the thing is, they're just like our teenage little sister who's like being annoying, but she'll appreciate you one day.
They're literally coming for us.
They're coming for us. Yeah.
All of their fashion that they think they fucking invented, bitch, I wore those chokers in fourth grade. So how dare you? How dare you?
Now we know how our moms feel. Does your mom ever go, oh my God, I used to wear that in the 80s?
Sometimes, yeah. But she says it in like a really nice way. And I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Where like Gen Z. Okay.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I don't trust them.
Anywho. Let's see what else I have. Oh my God. Scott Disick's birthday party. Amelia Gray was there. Amelia Hamlin. What did I say? Amelia Gray Hamlin. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't with the three names. Mm-hmm. Apparently, her and Courtney don't have a relationship, but like, they were at the same party. She's in love with him. She like posted for his birthday, happy birthday, my love. You light up my life and you make my world better. I can't imagine what I would do without you. Thank you for being you.
But they're not official?
No, they are. They became official this like past Valentine's Day.
Also, does she not, she's turned into a Kardashian. Like she looks just like Kourtney, everyone's saying.
She's 19. There's a 20-year age gap. And apparently they were at some point looking for houses. Also, Lisa Rinna was asked about and she said, it is what it is.
Well, Lisa Rinna just stirring the pot.
Here's the thing. I have a real place in my heart for Skort. And but I love Travis and Courtney. Like, I think that they're soulmates. I think that they're meant to be. I feel bad because obviously Scott is still in love with Courtney. But like, if Amelia's making him happy right now, like, let him. Like, he has to watch, not only watch in his personal life, but also in the media and everywhere, the woman that he's in love with be in love with Travis.
She dealt with that with also all his exes. He was in the media
right.
with all his exes for years. I don't have empathy.
Right. Also, Kim Kardashian came out on Instagram and was like, I put like an Instagram story like, I never hooked up with Travis and I am so happy for him and Courtney. And here's what I think. Even if she did, I think it's such a weird fucking question to be like, did you hook up with him like 10 years ago? Who cares? Shut up. Like, well, it was 10 years ago.
You know who cares? It's the media, because everyone is just at their computer right now, bored, and trying to stir shit up.
And I kind of feel like she probably did. But, like, deny till you die, bitch. Like, they don't have a picture of it, so fucking say no. Who's going to prove that? Bye. No,
also, again, the fact that he's attracted to Courtney, he probably thinks Kim is pretty, too. Like, they're all gorgeous.
Yeah, and also, like, it was, again, 10 years ago, and if, like, that's my soulmate, like, okay.
Yeah, there is something to be said that, like, if someone's met their soulmate, it doesn't, who cares who they've been with before because they were attracted to
right.
them. But look at us supporting. We're like, leave the Kardashians alone. it's like such a weird love hate. We're like, they're ruining society, but leave them alone. Oh, also, have you heard that?
Oh, I love that.
You heard Kylie Jenner, how she was like the first billionaire or whatever. Like, people don't talk about it, but
not the first Oh, the first billionaire in their family.
In their family. She's like the first ever billionaire. I was, you know, at the airport, I love getting random magazines. And like, as an entrepreneur, I got Forbes magazine to learn how to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And learn to read. And it literally was like, Kylie's not on the top billionaire list. And it was proven that like, they like half... It's like half of what they reported was like the actual income.
Yeah, they fit. Yeah.
But no one talks about it.
That was like a whole story. No, we talked. Hannah, I've talked about it with you. We talked about it on live, I think.
Oh, sorry. I don't listen. No.
Chris is just so good at PR.
Yeah, she's so good at PR. Yeah. Like, there's stories that have been like, I feel like the Kourtney taking the photo down. I mean, Khloe taking the photo down got more press than Kylie lying about her billionaire status, which is like basically Kylie getting billionaire status got a bazillion times more press.
Also, did you see that Kanye West is allegedly dating Irina Shayk? Irina Shayk is Bradley Cooper's baby mama.
Wait, I kind of
married?
Love that.
No, I don't think they were married.
I kind of love that.
I guess they have like a past. I don't know. I need to we'll talk about it next time.
I kind of love that. He has great taste in... He just has like great taste in aesthetics. Like, she's beautiful.
Yeah. No, he knows what's...
He knows what looks good.
He knows what looks good.
And again, she's probably amazing on the inside, but I just have to acknowledge she's beautiful.
Stunning.
We love that for him. Wow. Well, I'm going to go cut down some trees in the rainforest.
Cool. Have so much fun. Eat your plantains.
But I mean, I'm not gonna like kill trees, just like sometimes you have to take a machete to like get through. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah. Okay. You're not like in the anaconda. What's the anaconda?
What?
Wait, is that a snake?
Really scary movie.
Anywho, thanks for giggling with us.
Thanks for giggling. We love you. Bye.